to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's another beautiful morning in dirty L.A. and homeless everywhere, L.A. and homeless throwing trash out everywhere around people's businesses and walking away. But it's beautiful. The weather is amazing. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, amazing question, just amazing. For those men and women who want to know themselves, who want to overcome their inner conflict, their misery. Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? And you got to admit that fear is evil, right? It's evil. And if you know it's evil, why are you afraid to let it go? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you still like to listen to the show, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone anywhere in the world. It's been made possible by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. And don't forget to like these videos. Hit the like button right now as I wait. One, two, three. Ding, ding, ding. Light, light, light. Thank you all. You know what's so amazing today? Besides it's been a beautiful, sunshiny day, it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, no. What a mess. It's interesting in that a preacher or a church or anyone can make you carry on like that. They can tell you that that's the Holy Spirit and tell you to act it out. And you, as an adult, male or female, act it out. And you believe it has something to do with God. Think about that. Shandala-da-da doesn't mean a thing. Well, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Shoo-bop-da-doo-boo-doo-bop-ba-bop. It doesn't mean a thing, but a preacher can tell you it does, and they tell you to hoop and holler, and you say crazy stuff like that, and then you carry on emotionally, and you think you are your feelings. And the whole church start yelling and screaming and carrying on. And you think that has something to do with God. Think about that. See how crazy human beings are? See how crazy, and I have other examples coming for you. People think crawling on their knees without knee pad for a mile or however long gonna make you humble. Because the preacher said it. The church said it. And you believe it. Just because you said it doesn't mean you got to believe it. But when you're lost in your imagination, when you're lost in thoughts and feelings, when you're lost and you think feelings are real and you call it life, of course you believe it. Because it makes you feel something. You say, good, I am alive. I feel resentment. I feel anger. I feel judged. I feel like judging. I feel like reacting. I feel happy. I feel sad. I feel lonely. I feel suicidal. You love those feelings, and you call those feelings life. You say, good, I am alive. I feel something. Can you get any dumber than that? You feel judged, and you think that's life. And you think that there's someone who's being judged. And that's what's so crazy about it. You think that you exist and that you are being judged. And then the judges think that there exists, and then they think they're judging you. All thoughts are all lies all the time. It's like the people who believe that the Bible is infallible, fallible, whatever they call it. What? Infallible. You believe a piece of paper with writing on it is infallible. I'm laughing, but I ain't laughing at you. I'm just laughing at what you believe. Do you believe in life after love? Do you believe in life after love? Or love after life? It's amazing. I understand it. Been there, done that, totally understand it. But it's amazing that evil can convince us of everything that's wrong and nothing that's right. It won't even let you see what's right. You got to overcome it. You got to overcome the world. It's really, really is amazing. And once you get to know yourself, pay attention to you, yourself, and what's going on inside of you, you're going to be amazed at how lost you were and didn't know it. And are as you're overcoming it and didn't know it. Lost people do not know that they're lost. And then they go to lost people who give them lost advice. And don't know it. And then they consult with thoughts and feelings for advice, even after being set up by the thoughts. And if it does, and it, when it doesn't work out, not if, because it won't work out, you go right back to the thoughts to consult with the thoughts for more information on how to, you think thoughts are going to tell you how to finally do it right. What's wrong with you? Oh, I know. You don't know yourself. Amazing, huh? Lost people go to their mother for consultation, for advice. Their mother, knowing or maybe not knowing, that it's your mother who put you in the hell that she's in. The hell, and yes, every Miley mama, everybody mama, have nothing but hell inside of them, evil. And they work overtime to create hell in you. Your mother is of hell, of evil. And you become like her, male and female become like mama, nothing but evil. And you hate mama so much, you can't even admit that she's evil. It's like admitting that you're evil. It's like going against your God to admit that your mother and your father, too, that's why he can't stop her. When you see the real hell in your mama, all mothers, it doesn't matter the color, the amount of money you have or don't have, where you live or don't live, anywhere in the world. All mothers are evil. And they spend a lifetime causing their children to become evil. And then they spend a lifetime trying to prevent you from discovering that you're evil. I'm your mother. I had you. I suffered for you. I did this for you. Like they're doing you a favor, because they don't want you to know that the hell in you came from them. That's why the Spirit of Truth says all who are born of the mother must be born of the Spirit of the Father. All who are born of the flesh must be born of the Spirit. You got to be born again if you want to be free, but if you love your hell, go ahead, right head on, hold on to your hell and go make some more children and create more hell in them and keep it going. Because without love, without being born again of the Father, you can't help but create every generation. Look at the black generation. Has it gotten any better? You've done, America has done everything they've been begging for and pretend to be fighting for, material things. That hasn't made them any better. Anything, they've gotten worse. And you're more afraid. It's a spiritual matter. Do what you want. As Christ said, you can overcome the world. I have overcome the world. And he told you that, letting you know you can too. Because of the Father. And the Father sent the Son to tell you there's a way out of hell. There's a way to overcome the world. Why you live right here on this planet, on Earth. But you know what happened? instead of receiving the message and appreciating the message, you turn the son into a god. Think about that. He brought a message of how to be free, sent by the Father. It's like the post office sending the mailman out to deliver mail to your home. And you turn the mailman into the post office. The post office is here. Think about that. And you can't convince the people who believe that Jesus is God. You can't convince them that you have turned the Son into a God when he clearly said he was the Son. I have a message for you. I'm the mailman. I'm the messenger. You can't convince those people that they're wrong. And then they're so wrong, they can't even see believing Jesus God has not done anything but for them at all. They're still miserable. They're still lonely. They still have fear. They still doubt. They're still lost. They're still evil. Their nature didn't change. They still hate. And they get the thrill of hurting themselves and others. But they believe Jesus is God. Oh, but I'm not done. They believe they have a free will. What else are you going to believe? If you have a free will, Dami, will yourself out of your misery. Will yourself to never think again. That would bring misery to you. Will yourself never to be afraid again. Or to never be lonely again. Or never to have doubt again. Never to have a suicidal thought again. Never to be stressed or worried, awaiting. All you little free will of believers. Awaiting. Will yourself to have perfect love, which is peace. I keep waiting, waiting for the will to come. I keep waiting. Waiting for the will to happen. You believe you have a will, a free will. And yet, you won't will yourself out of your misery. You won't will yourself from living a life of emotions. Why don't you use your free will? You say you have one. Why don't you will yourself from hating your neighbors and your enemies? Awaiting. Awaiting. All you people who say you want to be with God, why don't you will yourself to be with him? If you have a free will, you should be able to will yourself to do it. Let me see you will yourself to fly. Fly up there with Elon Musk, next to Elon Musk's rocket ship thing. Awaiting. I'm waiting. You can't even will yourself to love your enemy. All in the name, but you got them flat of a word. You got them. Oh, you know the flat of a word. You can quote the flat of a words until the cows come home. And yet you have no love. And it won't even, the ego of that, the false nature, will not even let you question, okay, I got an inflatable book. I have a free will. Why can't I love my enemy? Why can't I love God with all my heart, soul, and might, along with nothing or no one else? Why can't I will myself from fear or try to be like someone else or jealousy or strife? Or envy? Why can't I will myself to have those things. You got to flatter a word. It's right there. You carry it around with your medications, and then you torment people at work with the free, with the inflatable word, and you say you just don't want to hear the Bible because you hate me. And God said that if they don't want to hear the word, they hate you, and because they hated Him, because they don't want to hear your crap at work with your inflatable Bible. What the? I'm just saying, and prove me wrong. I want to see that. I would love to see them wrong if I am wrong. 888-775-3773. It's a spiritual battle. Infallible. Infallible. They trying to tell me how to say infallible. Al. Like Alabama. Infallible. Whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He black. So, as you know, there's a situation over in Iran right now where the great white hope, better known as Donald Trump, is trying to prevent, according to him and some outlet reports, Iran from having a nuclear weapon. Because if they're allowed to have it, according to report, they're going to kill us eventually. Because they truly see us, America, as the big Satan, and Israel as the little Satan. And they want to kill us. As a matter of fact, this their whole thing is to do it, and whether they use a nuclear bomb or not, they've already infiltrated this country, and now they're running the government. Can you believe that? Our enemy is running the government. In the same way that your outer enemy is running the government, your enemy within is running you. And you call your enemy your friend. I am lonely. I am this and I am that. It's happening to me, you say. But the enemy is running the government of the United States of America in the same way they're doing it in the UK and other places. Their whole mission, by any means necessary, is to deceive the Christians, the infidels, they say. Befriend them, promise them free stuff, free houses, free gas, free ride, free food, promise them free stuff. And they would love that. And then get to the females, especially the educated ones, they're really on an ego trip. And they'll believe anything that's evil, and they'll vote for me. And they've done that in New York and all over the country now, it seems. It's happening right in front of your face, and you won't even recognize it. You're afraid of the enemy within and the enemy without. And you vote for your enemy. Well, there were a couple of people killed over there in Iran. Reuters is reporting that the U.S. President Donald Trump attended a ceremony at an Air Force base in Delaware for four U.S. service members who returned to America's soil in flag-draped casket. Watch this from WHAS 11.
Today, the Pentagon shared the identities of all four U.S. service members killed in the Middle East in recent days. 28-year-old Sergeant Angel Rampersad of New York was at a U.S. base in Jordan when it was hit by Iranian airstrikes. She was killed there, along with First Lieutenant Tyler James Feehan of Hawaii and Private Isabella Gonzalez of Texas. Sergeant Michael Emmanuel Swinton of North Carolina was killed in Iraq during the controlled detonation of an Iranian drone. Today, the bodies of all four soldiers are expected to return home.
We're going to honor them And one of the hardest things to do, for me, it's one of the hardest things to do as a president, but has to be done.
Amazing, huh? May their souls rest in peace. May their souls rest in peace. Amazing. According to Reuters' report, the war has cost U.S. taxpayers at least $37.5 billion. It has led to the death of 18 U.S. service members. It has killed thousands of Iranians. Amazing. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. And the president, according to the report, of all the, I believe they said seven presidents, I could be wrong, give or take, he's the only one that had the gonads to go and try to solve this situation before it's too late for Americans. So I would suggest, even though I'm not on the inside, I don't know what's going on, I would suggest you thank God for America and then thank God for Donald Trump. Thank you, Mr. President, you should say. I recommend that, but if I want to, okay. Jesus said to his disciples before he was arrested and crucified, John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that you may have peace. Do you have peace? Will yourself to have peace. You people who think you have a free will. I'm waiting. Oh, you don't have it yet? I'm waiting. Will you have it before the show is up? I'm waiting. Will you have it tomorrow? You got to fathom a word, wouldn't you? In the beginning of the word of God, you say. And God with the word, and the word made flesh. That you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulations. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and so can you. You can overcome the world, but you gotta see what's going on with you. You can live in this world and overcome it and not be bothered by the world at all. At all. It must be my fault. You can be in this world and not be bothered by it. And then the devil inside of other people who try to attack you, they don't know you're not being attacked. They don't know you're not bothered by it. That you're loving them by not resenting them while they're trying to hurt you. And they're trying to hurt you because they're evil and hurting. And the devil loves to get thrilled so the devil can feel alive. And you and the devil are one. You are the devil when you have no love. You're the devil. Well, where's the devil? Who is the devil? You're the devil if you don't have perfect love. If you don't love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your enemy, then you're the devil. Overcome the world. And you can't overcome it yourself, so stop trying. Your little free will ain't gonna do that. Your mind will be renewed if you live from within. And this I promise you. Not because I do it, it's only because the truth that you allow to come down and make a home in you, he will make you free, male and female. And I gotta take a break. Your phone calls and super chat, back in a moment. Check out my book, Courage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Announcements. It's Thursday. Oh, Lord. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, The American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And did you catch Billy on Punching TV yesterday? If you didn't, it was a live episode. If you didn't, you missed it. But fret not. You can still watch it. Podcast it. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. With Bill. Bill is there. And last but not least for now, a brand new episode of the FallenState.TV. I had an amazing discussion with someone who grew up in the good old days. And we don't normally hear from older people who grew up when America was America. But Bishop Garland Hunt did. He black. And the bishop is an author, singer, pastor of the Father's House down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Black Lives Matter was just terrorizing the nation. So we went there and we said, we're going to topple that racist spirit and we're going to pray and seek God for repentance. I hate to say it like this, but I was racist myself. I was so black that God had to break me down of my black idolatry. For no matter what we call it, the focus of it is a spiritual battle.
Yeah. Does a chicken have lips?
What kind of questions are these? Just...
Amazing. TheFallenState.TV, and you can support it, The Fallen State, by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. And thank you all who are doing that, helping us to help others. Or Jesse Lee Peterson, peterson.locals.com. And I was reflecting on how wicked the mind is, the imagination, the thoughts, and how they can make you believe whatever they want you to believe, and you think that you are believing that. And then you go out and talk about it as though it's real, as though you are truly, you came up with that idea. I received a call yesterday on the show from a man who was asking me about the, what that guy's name from the island?
Epstein.
Epstein letter or something like that. And he said something like, what do you think about the Epstein file or something? And I said to him something like, and I don't remember exactly, I don't care. That's two sentences about Epstein file, Epstein letter, or who visited his house and who did not. That's the last concern I have. And there are people out there who really believe, because they believe lies, and they're on an ego trip judging. They believe Epstein files are important because the media told them that it is. All they want is they want to know what really happened so they can get a thrill from it. That's all it is. Well, how about the children? And they're using that as an excuse to pretend that they care about the Epstein file. Well, what about the children? You don't care about no children. You don't even love your own children. But you're just nosy. And you want to know what was in there and who did and how was it. But you pretend that you care. Because the lying media and your politicians told you to. And then you get mad at other people that don't care about that at all. Because it had nothing to do with them. Well, what about the children? Do you care about the black, thousands and thousands of black children that are killing each other? Do you care about the black children that are killing white people? I never hear you say anything about that. But you love the sensation of sex. It's a thrill. And you want to know more and more about it. Where's the love in that? Where is the love in that? And the government and others say, you got to lock them up. Put them in jail. And you say, yeah, put them in jail. You don't even know what happened. You don't know who showed up and why they showed up or how they got there. What a sad way to live. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. What a trick that evil has played upon you and encouraged you and working through you to hurt one another, to even hurt your fellow man. And hurt yourself, because what you're doing to others, you're doing it to yourself. Immediately, it's coming back on you as you're doing it to others. What you put out comes back. Isn't that amazing? It's a spiritual battle, Paul. I understand that you can't see. Christ said, and it is Bible thump of Thursday to love your enemy. He didn't tell you to lock them up. He said to love them and love God. Do you want to be locked up from the stuff you've done over a lifetime? What was driving you? Do you see what's going on in you and that you're possessed? And you call that possession of evil? You call it you. You hurt my feelings. You disagree with me. You hurt me. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm not going to play with you. You hurt me. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. No more. Baby, don't hurt me no more. Baby, 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 please. Don't hurt me. You think you are being hurt because your emotions are overreacting, which are evil. And you call Jesus God. And you, some people even wish him Mary, Jesus' mama. Figure that one out. How you gonna wish him Mary? Did Christ ever tell you to wish a mama? Or did he tell you to overcome the spirit of mama and be born of the spirit of the Father? Uh-huh. Did he tell you to wish a mama or overcome mama? And so why would Christ tell you to overcome mama and be born of the Father if he thought you should worship mama and have mama intercede for you to the Father? Why would he tell you to overcome mama, be born again? Why? Why? I really want to know that question. He said to overcome mama and become one with the Father, return to the Father. But somebody else in some church told you to, oh, Mary is highly favored. Talk to Mary and she'll intercede for you. She'll pray for you. I'm like, what the? How can you be convinced of something like that? And you walk around with mama around your neck and you wish him Mary and you tell Mary to intercede for you. And Mary's like, what the? She was like, my own son didn't even listen to me. What are you doing asking me to intercede for you? My own son yelled at me when he was in the church house learning from the other priests. And I was worrying and running crazy. And he's like, mama, be quiet. You need to be seeking the Father as I am. And now you turn around and worship Jesus, mama. And you don't call it worship. You say you pray. Mary is praying for you. Because somebody told you she was highly favored. A spiritual battle. Let me give you one quick example of what mama would do to you. Then I'll take your call and super chats. Let me show you what mama would do to you. Your mama is evil. The spirit of your mama is wickedness. That's how you became that way. She worked hard to make sure you become that way too. Until she starts to overcome it, it's too late. Now you are stuck in it. And most don't try, but there are a lot of women, mothers who will realize, you know what? I screwed up my kids. Or my mama screwed me up. I'm wrong. Let me show you what an evil mama would do to you. There's this female from The View by the name of Sunny Houston. And this gal is arguing that Congress is scrutinizing the Smithsonian because the Trump administration wants to avoid paying reparation to black Americans. If this doesn't sound like mama or it's the spirit of mama, just like blaming daddy from X.
I think the real reason behind this is about financial repair to the descendants of the enslaved Africans.
Reparations.
Yes. I think this reflects a really broad effort by the Trump administration to reshape the way the nation's history is told so that this country does not have to pay black people for the forced labor and the unpaid labor that built this country. March 25th, 2026, just this year, the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution officially declaring that the transatlantic trafficking and racialized chattel enslavement of Africans is the gravest crime against humanity in history, in the world. Only three countries voted against it: Argentina, Israel, and the United States. Mm-hmm. And when the United States voted against it, the United States said the following. It does not recognize a legal right to reparations for historical wrongs that were not illegal under international law at the time they occurred.
Is that a mama spirit or not? Is that a mama spirit, evil spirit, deceiving spirit or not? Your mama tell you the same thing. You need reparation, baby. Your daddy didn't pay child support. Your dad was here, but your dad didn't really treat me well. Your daddy cheated on me. So don't love your daddy. He hurt mama. But mama don't tell you that she drove him crazy. She doesn't tell you that she prevented him from seeing you. Same thing, Sonny. this female may show up. I don't know. And tell the police, you try to arrest my baby. My baby is a Harvard graduate, whatever they call it. You have no clue, male and female, what you're dealing with until you get to know yourself. 888-77. It's a spiritual battle, folks. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. And America doesn't owe you anything. If anything, you owe America. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. When will you start begging and blaming? Booker T. Washington didn't do that, and he was black, and he was born in the 1800s, and was very successful spiritually, it appeared, and financially. And he didn't have no reparation. The spirit of the mama is a mess. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I did not know until yesterday that Argentinians were white. I did not know that. I've never heard that. When I see them, the Argentina, don't cry for me, Argentina people. I see colored people. Not necessarily black people, but I did not know they were white. No wonder this woman talked about Argentina. And even Jasmine Cricket didn't like the fact that what happened in the soccer game or whatever she said. What a mess! Let me go to Cody, a first-time caller out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Cody, happy White History Month.
Yes, sir. Happy White History Month, Jesse. I just wanted to say thank you. I've been watching you for a couple of years, and I really enjoy your content. I think what you do is good, and somebody's got to put sense into these liberals and these soy boys. So,
well, thank you. Are you working on yourself?
Absolutely, every day by the grace of God.
And did you go and forgive your mama?
Absolutely.
And what did you say to her? What was her reaction?
When I forgave her,
yeah,
it was more so something I did for myself. It helped the relationship a lot.
What did you say to her?
Well, I didn't necessarily say anything to her. It was just one of those things. I was praying a lot. I was up at night and I had a lot on my mind. It was one of the things that was really bothering me. And I just kind of made it.
You kind of what?
So it was just one of those things I kind of did for myself.
Why didn't you go to her as God said to do and forgive her? Why didn't you go to her?
Well, I think for me, it's probably one more of those things that it wasn't necessarily anything she did. I had both parents in the home. And, I younger as a kid, I was probably more selfish than anything. And, it's part of being spoiled. And so, I kind of felt maybe things were wrong when they really wasn't. It was all just something I made up as a kid growing up. I didn't like the way I grew up. Which in reality, nothing was wrong.
Who spoiled you?
More than anything, my dad.
And did you go and forgive him?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially now that I'm a grown man.
And did you tell him?
I didn't tell him about him spoiling me.
About forgiving him for... Went to him and forgave him for spoiling you.
No.
So, Cody, what I don't understand, you say you forgave your mother and your father, but then you say nothing happened, so you have no reason to forgive them. How did you forgive them if there's nothing to forgive for? And then you haven't gone to them and forgiven him. I'm black and slow. You may be right. I'm just black and slow. How did you forgive if you believe that there's nothing to forgive?
Well,
and then you didn't go to them.
Yeah, well, there was really nothing to forgive them before. Like I said, it was more of a me thing,
And so they didn't. Your mother did nothing wrong.
No,
she was perfect.
She was
amazing. And your father, was your father perfect?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, no one's going to be as perfect as our Lord and Savior, but, you know, I really can't complain how I was raised.
Was your father perfect?
Closest thing you can get, yeah, absolutely.
Was he perfect?
Yeah, closest thing you can get. Nobody can be perfect.
Was your mother perfect?
As close as you can get to being perfect, absolutely.
Amazing. Well, happy white history code, and you stay with it.
You said what? I'm sorry.
I said happy white history month, and stay
with it. Absolutely. Happy white history month.
Thank you, buddy.
I just wanted to say one more thing. You know, they were talking about reparations, which, you know, I think it's so stupid, but, you know, we live in such a great country where, you know, you can almost do anything you want. So anybody that feels like, you know, they want to pay reparations, they're more than welcome to make a GoFundMe page or whatever, and they're more than welcome to put their money into a big pot of a bowl and, you know, pay reparations to who they feel deserves them.
Maybe they can give it to my dummy up in New York.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah.
Reparations. I can't believe, well, I do believe it because I understand it now, that all these, this time have gone by, and you have people like Sonny Halston, whatever her name is, up there still saying that black people deserve reparations. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's delusion. It is.
It really is, man.
I don't understand it.
They have no love, and they want to deceive the blacks so the blacks can support them. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Thank you, Cody.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Asia says on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Good morning, Jesse and crew.
Good morning.
Jesse.
Happy. Why here's it, my y'all?
Jesse, I made it very clear to my mother I will be placing her in an old folks' home. It will be a nice one, but it's not my job to take care of her.
Yeah.
She was shocked to hear it. I told her if she doesn't want to get old, then don't. God built the body to last a lifetime. Why, Lord? Why don't my children want to take care of me? I gave them life. SMH. Laughing face with tears coming out.
What a mess. It's not your fault that your mother didn't take care of herself growing up and make sure that when she got old, she was able to continue to take care of herself. But she wants you to feel guilty so that she can shack up in your home and destroy you. Amazing. Forgive her, and then you do whatever it is you want to do without the guilt, and that's what love is. Thank you. Amazing.
Michael from Canada says, I got a suggestion for Punchy TV. I know a couple of them guys been bad boys, but I feel like Bill needs a co-host, maybe members of the crew, maybe a different one each episode. Bill being the, yeah, whatever, man, type of guy is totally fine. But I feel like
going on
when someone is there with him, he's more expressive. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Happy White History Month.
Amazing. Thank you for your suggestion. I appreciate it.
Jamie Five Coffees, Happy White Privilege Month. I mean, History Month. My bad.
What? Same thing. White is right. Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of these Super Chats later, y'all.
Thank you all.
Thank you kindly.
The hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news 2 miles ago. Bible Compass Thursday. Stump on Thursday. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
C some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. And it's July. It's the 23rd of July, 2026 A.D. Happy White History Month, y'all. I'm wearing the blue build July Feels White hat. Very nice. July Feels White hat. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Scroll down to the White History Month section or white, whatever it's called. And click into that shop and find your July Feels White hats or your White History Month shirts or whatever you like. Nice. Anyway, CNN, Comedy Nonsense Network. JLP will be right back. We'll get to your calls and more of your super chats, by the way. It is hate news, not fake news. Taco Bell's have been pretty empty after the fast food chain was linked to the Cyclospora outbreak. That's that thing where it's like human, like there's this parasite that's in some people's feces, and that the feces gets in the water, and the water gets on the lettuce or whatever stuff that doesn't get cooked, and it gets chopped up and processed, and it spreads to all kinds of stuff, and it gets into like Taco Bell and other places. It's not Taco Bell's fault, they're saying, by the way. It's Taylor Farms or Tyler Farms or something. But anyway, the people don't want to go because now they're feeling grossed out or scared, right? The company is trying to win back customers. Remember a couple of years ago, the slivered onions from McDonald's had E. coli. E. coli is from animal poop. This one is from human poop. Sorry, guys, gals, kids. The company is trying to win back customers with some dollar menu items that skip the lettuce. And by the way, their lettuce is fine now because they cut off ties with that Tyler or Taylor Farms whatever stuff. Perhaps, most likely, I would think. Info may be false. Do it at your own risk. Don't blame Hake. I disclaim. Anyway, U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal. President Donald J. Trump has approved a nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia that could lead to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, it's called a kingdom, enriching its own fuel, nuclear power, right, I think, for civilian reactors. However, the Saudis may not be required to adopt the quote-unquote gold standard of international oversight, according to two U.S. officials and a source familiar with the matter. So, I don't know. Nice. Shout out our greatest President Trump. Special relationships. Iran conflict is expanding. Iran-backed Houthis, those Houthi rebels, and wherever that they're from, I forget, they claim to have struck two Saudi oil tankers in the Red Sea days after announcing a naval blockade of Saudi ships. Huh. Meanwhile, Trump has vowed to bomb and destroy a bridge or power plant every time Iran targets a ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Nice. We'll see what happens. Who's tougher? I think our greatest president, Trump, is tougher, but I guess we'll find out. The East Coast flood threat in America, all right? Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Bertha. You may have heard about this on Punchy TV. Did you guys catch Punchy TV? P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. Hosted by Bill yesterday. Making its way. Tropical Storm Bertha making its way along the Gulf Coast. That's like Louisiana. That part of Texas. Mississippi. Whatever those states are. I don't know. Those living hundreds of miles away, though, could feel the storm's most significant impacts. Huh. But there's winds, strong winds and rain right now along the Gulf Coast. So watch out, you people on the South and the East Coast and wherever. Nice. The future of peptides. Little-known FDA advisory panel will be meeting this week to consider easing restrictions on certain peptides, whatever those are. The injectables are popular among wellness, so-called influencers, and some doctors. Muscle recovery, inflammation, and longevity. Whatever. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, but you still want to listen and still go make breakfast or go run or walk or whatever you're doing, you can. You can podcast and listen on your phone as it is happening, the show it is, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It is Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready?
I don't feel your face.
Are you ready?
Hallelujah. Yeah. The spirit's up in here. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Earlier, I was talking about how people think they have a free will. They believe Jesus is God. They believe everything but what is right. They believe everything but the truth. They even believe that Mother Mary is interceding on their behalf. When Christ said, according to the infallible Bible, y'all call infallible, I'm going back to the Father, and I'm going to sit at the right hand of the Father, and I'll intercede on your behalf. And somebody told you mama is doing it. And now you pray to mama to intercede for you. And your mama is not going to let you believe the truth. She were overtired. Oh, it was your fault. You were a bad child. You were a spoiled child, as though you did it to yourself. Isn't that amazing? Your mother's not going to tell you, I caused you to become a bad child by making you become angry, influencing you with the angry spirit in me. Isn't that amazing? Your mama is not going to set you free. She brought you to hell, and she went over time to get you to hell. But forgive her. She couldn't help it. Her mother did it to her all the way up to Eve. The spirit of Eve is alive and well until the mother, the female, repent. Forgive her mother, forgive her father, and return to the father. Everyone who was born of the woman must be born of the spirit of the father. Salvation is about a return to the father. Once you turn around and go back home to the father, men and women, why you insist on living in your misery of your mother? And you see she's not going to let you go. You got to fight your way loose by forgiving her. Go to her and forgive her. There is no such thing that as a child, you did that to yourself. You didn't do it. I was just a bad child. No, you weren't. You were bad, all right, but your mama's spirit. You just like your mama. You become like what you hate. Forgive. And then you will love your parents in the right way. You will love them and not be subject to them. And the church will convince you of all kinds of things. And you believe it because they have a title. I want to know is this a good way to confront pride within yourself? I want to hear from you about this one. Is this a good way to confront pride within yourself? Is it even the right way? What the? Inflatable. That's what you are to me. Inflatable, yeah. What?
Infallible.
Infallible. That's what you are to me. Infallible. Let me show you an infallible piece of paper. I'm going to show you infallible. And tell me what you think about it. I'll write down something infallible on a piece of paper. I want to know how infallible is this? Infallible. That's what you are to me, infallible. Yeah. I want you to see an infallible piece of paper and worship it. Carry it around with you. Take it to your job. Take it everywhere with you. And pounce on people's head with your infallible piece of paper. Infallible. It says, God love you. Tell me that ain't infallible. Tell me it's not infallible. That's what the Bible said. God love you. You call that infallible words on a paper. So this, is this infallible, Hake?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said, yeah.
See? Is this infallible, Anchor Baby?
I don't know what the Bible's saying.
What the Bible's, what did God say about, or Christ say about infallible, Hank?
I don't know what he said about infallible.
I rest my case.
I forget. I feel like infallible is in the mind of the person, because the person could have a messed up mind.
They call the Bible infallible. Infallible word of God. Stuck you don't believe in the Bible? What?
Maybe the words, not the piece of paper.
They said the Bible.
Right. No, I don't agree with them.
Y'all looking at infallible, take it with you. Y'all want me to mail it to you? Oh, maybe we're selling in the store. So I want to know, and then I took your calls. Is this a good way to confront the pride within you? From Instagram, a man crawls on his knees for over a mile to a Greek church as an act of faith, repentance, and prayer. Without knee pad, what the? To confront his pride and ego while relying on God's guidance. This is from Instagram.
Morning. Today I am making a sacred vow here in Dinos Island at the Church of Our Lady. I'm going to be getting on my knees and crawling up to the church.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. This man crawling, for those who can't see.
God.
Got this, my baby. Got this.
You got this, my baby. You got this.
I feel like 1,000 pounds just came off my chest. I feel the presence of God.
That
I mean, it's
exercise.
Sacrifice. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time. It's for Jesus because he died on the cross for us. The least I can do is do this sacrifice for healing purposes. It's for forgiveness. It's for everything.
Amazing. Is that a good way to confront the pride within you? He said he crawled up to his church, the lady. What's the church lady?
I didn't catch that part.
He said, I'm going to crawl up to the church, his lady church. Can you replay that? Listen, I think he said his lady church. I'm like, what the? Watch that again from Instagram. Nick has got to rewind. No. Where he introduced where he about to crawl up to his church, the lady.
Oh, at the very beginning.
Yeah, very beginning.
Morning. Today I am making a sacred vow here in Dinos Island at the Church of Our Lady. I'm going to be getting on my knees and crawling up to the church.
He crawled up to the church of the lady. That's his woman church or something?
That's in Greece?
Greece is the word. Yes.
It sounded like he didn't finish the name. These churches are Our Lady something.
He said, I'm calling up to the church.
The Virgin Mary herself or some other lady saint.
Is he saying the Virgin Mary is a church?
He didn't finish saying. It looks like he cut the video or something. Like, he didn't quite finish saying. That's how I heard it. It sounded like he said. Derek is saying he's referring to the Virgin Mary.
Our Lady of Tinos?
Oh, yeah. It sounded.
It was on Tinos Island.
Mary got a church over there?
I'm asking the AI, which lady? Oh.
Holy Church of Panagia Evangelistria of Tinos.
Okay. Is that the lady's church? And he crawling to mama. So I'm being told that he was saying that this church belonged to Mary.
They are saying they're referring to Mary, the mother of Jesus. According to the AI.
And she got her own church. How would you like to go to mama's church after leaving home with mama and then go to her church? What? See, this man crawling up to mama's church. And God said to overcome mama. Overcome mama and be born of the Father. And he crawling up to mama's church over the Lady of Tinos. See, I told you, the devil got your mind. Christ never done that. He didn't suggest you do that. He said to go and forgive, and I will forgive you. He said, go and forgive. He said, crawl up to mama or anybody. And you should only have one God. Let me go to L.A. and talk to Santee. Santee, you are on the air.
Mr. Jesse.
Hey, Santee, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank
right
you.
Right back at everybody. Shout out to Mr. Anchor Baby and Hake and Derek and the whole crew.
Shout
Hope everybody's
out.
Doing well.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes. Okay, I had a question, but I think I got it answered while I was waiting. Because I was kind of wondering, I don't believe the Bible is infallible because it's been messed with the whole time. But sometimes you quote the Bible like Jesus does. So I was kind of questioning why, if it's infallible, sometimes you get to quote from it. But then I came to the conclusion that it's like, if you truly are in the presence of the Almighty and stuff, you're going to know which part is right and which part is wrong.
Absolutely.
You're going to know his writing.
Absolutely.
So I get you. So I kind of got the answer of what I was waiting. So I just wanted to say hi and hope everybody's doing okay.
Right on. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And happy White History.
That's right.
All
later.
Right. Take care. Take care now. Amazing. Is this writing to me or y'all?
You can ignore it.
Okay. It's not to me, right? Let me go to George, a first-time call out of Arizona. George, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, George.
Oh. So, like, I've been on another journey again. Like, what do you call it? Like the prodigal son. Like I knew God like about 10 years ago, but then I fell off the wagon like about 5 years ago. And then I'm on my journey again to find the kingdom of God. But anyways, like I've let go of everything. Drugs, alcohol, porn, whatever the case may be, it's gone. It's out of my life. And it's been four weeks already. And like, so I've been going to all these churches around here. Like I think I've been to like 20, 30 churches around here, and they all say the same thing, that Jesus is God. And I'm like, no, never once in the Bible did he ever say he was God. So what do you guys like? What do you guys don't comprehend about that? It's like, and then I go over all the scriptures that Jesus said to himself. Like he never said it, and it's mind-boggling how transform these people are, and then listening to the preacher, because I mean, I went to church last Sunday, and the preacher goes, oh, don't watch YouTube, and this, and that. I'm like, dude, that's all I do is watch YouTube. And then, you know, because I've been watching you for like a couple years already, you know, and it's like, and I watch other preachers, like Gio Jennings, and like all you guys and stuff like that, just to get all this information, you know, just to get, you know, get back into the, you know, into the Word. And, because I found Jesus in prison, you know, and like it was a miracle. Well, anyways, I just want to know where I can find a church here in Peoria where they or in Phoenix, Arizona, where they don't believe that Jesus is God.
Why are you even looking for one over there? If you already,
well,
do you listen to our church?
Like,
do you watch to our fellowship?
What's that?
Do you watch the Bond?
Yeah, I sometimes. Yeah. But I already know how you are, bro. Like, I already know who you are. You know, you're a good person. I know who you are.
I know, but my question is, why are you looking for another church?
Well, the thing is that I'm trying to, that's a very good question now. Now that I'm at this point in my life where I've been searching and searching for the kingdom of heaven, it's like, dude, these guys are all crazy, bro. Like,
no, but why are you like, looking for another church? All you do is go there and
judge them.
Judging them like you, but yet you go to all these different churches so you can judge. Why are you even looking for another church?
No, I'm not judging them. I want to know. I want to know what's going on here. Like, I'm trying to like understand.
George, why are you even looking for another church?
It's a good question. That's something that I'm gonna have to think about, ponder about, and really, really understand what's going on in that concept. Yeah.
You already know that the answers are not in those churches, any of those churches,
right.
And yet you go
right.
to them and then you say, oh, they call Jesus God. I really want to know, wait, for you to know for yourself, why are you even looking for a church, another church?
Right. No, I that's a good question. And that's one question that I haven't put in my mind yet. Like, why am I even... Because I know that it should be led by the Spirit, you know, and it's like, maybe it's just me going there to see that, I don't know, maybe it's just another question that God wants me,
Right, don't make up anything. You're right in that you say you don't know why you're doing this. And don't let the devil give you an answer, and then you will come to...
Oh, I know, I won't.
You will come to know, you come to know clearly why you're doing it. Have you forgiven?
Yeah, I do. No, I heard you. I forgive my mother. I forgive. There's a couple people that kind of like I got to go and forgive them, man. But they haven't been back in town yet. So
have you gone
I'm,
to
I'm,
your
I'm
mother?
I'm totally waiting for these guys.
Have you gone to your mother and forgiven her?
Yes, sir.
What did you
I
say to her?
Straight in the eye, and I said, you know what? I forgive you for ruining my life, for you putting your spirit in me. I forgive you for that. I forgive you for ruining my brother's life, my sister's life. My dad's life, I forgive you.
What'd she say?
And then that's it. She just looked me in the eye and started crying, and she's like she couldn't, she was just like mind boggled.
Right on. Well, you do the silent prayer, and you can watch our fellowship either as it is happening on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific time, or you can podcast, and you're going to be fine, because you're not going to find in these religious church, they don't have it.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the answer that I've been getting. That's the answer that's written, starting to write in stone in my heart. Like, these churches are BS.
God,
pretty much.
God is not involved in any religion. Period. No matter what the religion
right.
is. God
right.
nor Christ has anything to do with those.
No, he's God's spirit. God is the spirit.
Right. And so
he's not man, woman, or anything. Like, he's a spirit, and he's the one that created the world.
And so
created Jesus. He created us. He created you, you know?
And you continue to just work on yourself, and then if it meant for you to have a church over there in Arizona, it'll happen naturally. Don't worry about it. Don't even try to find one.
Well, I was thinking about maybe starting one.
Amazing.
Maybe you can help me out with that. I don't know. Maybe down the road.
Well, just have
something
a way
where I can tell you the truth. Something
have,
that
have
somewhere
a way
where you can go.
Have
where
a
you
way
can
to learn. See. All right.
Yeah. Right. Got it.
All right. Thank you, George.
You're awesome, dude. You're awesome, bro.
Thank you. And happy white.
You have a good day, bro.
You too, George.
Hey, but I'm white in the inside.
That's right. People.
Okay. No, people get bad, dude. Hey, we were really quick, man. Like my dad used to always say, when you're white, you're right.
Amazing.
And we're Mexican, too, so we're brown, you know.
Right on.
We're brown and a little bit slow. Not as slow as you, but we're a little bit slow.
Black and slow. Thank you, George.
Right on, Jesse. Hey, all man, right. You have a wonderful day, man.
You
it
too,
was good talking to you, bro.
You too.
Okay, buddy.
Bye
all right.
Now.
Have a good day.
You
all right,
too.
Bye-bye.
888-773-773. Super chat.
Jamie bought two coffees saying if women ran the world, we wouldn't have wars. Just intense negotiations every 28 days, says Robin Williams.
Amazing. Thank you.
Snarl Barkley over on pill.net says, I enjoy your morning stream. With a cup of coffee, it starts a day right.
Amazing. I hope you're having Punchy's coffee. If not, check it out at jesseleepeterson.shop. Punchy coffee is good. Thank you. Stay with it.
Thank you, Snarl Barkley. Ruslan Magidov and Dr. Pedro whom I shall not dox, welcome new members.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Amazing.
Scale Labs asks, who is there to be lost?
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Chris S. says, happy White History Month. On this day, Charles E. Menches is famously credited with inventing and popularizing the ice cream cone at the St. Louis World's Fair.
Amazing. Thank you. A White History moment.
Very nice.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Weedworm Slag. 1 Corinthians 13:1. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Bible Thumper.
Bible Thumper Thursday. Thank you.
Bree K with no message, five coffees.
Thank you, Bree K.
Robert with 10. Hey, Jesse, I enjoyed your introduction to Booker T. Washington. I never knew much about him, but I've always liked his band Booker T. and the MGs. Jokes aside, the band is more evidence of the lie we've been told. They formed well before the civil rights movement, two black guys and two white guys, and the house band for Stax Records and the best Southern soul ever. Of course, there were many other mixed bands too, but they lie to kids about this time.
Amazing. Thank you.
High on Jax's, if there's no free will, how can there be accountability? If there is no free will, my actions are not my own, and I cannot be accountable under the law, claims High on Jack.
Well, one thing for sure, under the law of God, you are not accountable for what happened through you. God doesn't judge you. He doesn't punish you because he knows it's not you. You just don't know it. Now, the law of the land, they punish you if you white and you break the law of the land, but if you're not white, they don't punish you anymore. But if you're white and you break the law, then they punish you. But God does not punish anyone because God knows that it's not you, but it's something else that's working through you and is evil and not you. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Walking Roscoe, it used to annoy me when someone mispronounced a word like infallible.
Infallible.
Or such as infallible or something even worse.
Infallible.
No. Infallible.
Infallible.
Now that the ego near dead, it's no longer an issue, says Walking Roscoe. Keep with the silent prayer and simply be aware that's all it takes.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Amazing. Hey, shout out.
Yeah.
Gregatron says, let that Holy Ghost language come out of you. Go ahead.
I got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible, just like the Bible said. I got the Holy Ghost. Amazing.
There is no need, says Jamie, to be afraid of evil spirits. We can overcome fear through faith and understanding. Embracing the authority given to us can help us confront and dispel such fears. Duck, duck, go.
Are they
I think he was doing a duck, duck, go response to the biblical question.
Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil?
He didn't answer it, though.
Right, you didn't respond to the question.
But thank you.
Thank you.
For sharing the duck, duck, go non-response.
Amazing.
Jamie says, been spoiled since
1989. What the? Thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee. What do you do when a person is in a committed relationship with their suffering and wants you to listen but doesn't want the truth in return?
Don't listen.
It's hard, especially when you live alongside them every day. How do I make peace with it? Count it all joy?
Don't resent them and don't be a part of the conversation because they get a thrill from that. Just, hey, I don't want to hear. Just say that. I don't want to hear. And then go your way. Amazing. Just don't be angry. Don't resent.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and more, your super chats. Thank you all. Back in a moment.
Hey, Jess, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one and my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Amazing. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. So listen, check out the merch. It is White History Month. It is 250 years celebration of America. And it is time for giving and supporting Bond and our work. And one of the amazing way that you can give is purchasing the silver coin, because everybody want to invest in silver and gold, right? And not only will you, by purchasing the 250-year gold, silver gold, you're investing, and you give it back to Bond, you're helping us to help others. Watch this ad. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. And we only started out with 250 because that's the birthday of America. So you're investing in silver and you're helping Bond. Every dime goes back to the work. So thank you. Go to 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Call that number or go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. And while you're there, pick up some coffee. I have my own coffee now. And every dime, again, goes right back into doing the work. And not only are you helping us, the coffee is delicious. And because it's White History Month, while you're drinking your good old punchy coffee, you can be reading a book. An amazing book. All my books are amazing. And the Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Finance Success Guide. It's a little pocket guide. Seven steps only. If you do them, you're not going to fail. But if you don't, you can't blame me. And then you could be, while you're reading the book, enjoying the coffee, and investing in silver, you can be purchasing your White History Month t-shirts, your mugs, your hat. Your favorite things. White History Month. And then you can scroll on down there in jesseleepeterson.shop and get the t-shirts. When she's lying, she's crying, stop having sex out of wedlock, charming like a mug. Anyone who has anger is evil. All kinds of things there. Mugs and tote bags and everything. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. All right. 888-77-JESSE. And thank you all in advance. Amazing. Let me, oh, this hat, this is, so this is what the hat looked like in the front. Doesn't July just feel good? And then it has the American flag on the side. And then it has White History Month on the other side. And on the back, JLP. You can't beat this. It's a beautiful hat. It comes in different colors, of course. Amazing. So thank you all. Let me go to William out of California. William, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I think this is maybe the third or fourth time we've talked, and, you know, I don't expect you to remember.
Never has a black man if he remembers.
But I'm going to ask you because you're white on the inside, right?
Yes. Anyway. And black on the outside.
Nice. So you had a caller earlier that were saying that he has gone to many churches. And since COVID happened, I've actually been to every church in my small town of around 14,000 people, give or take. So 20, 30, 35 churches. And in that, I discovered one thing. The reason why I was going and looking was to see for myself what their beliefs were instead of taking other people's words, especially the pastor that was at my church. He would condemn a lot of them on why we can't fellowship with them, that we could minister to them, but not with them. And so I wanted to just find out for myself. It was the reason. And that other caller was right, and you're right. They're all the same. They're businesses. And so in all that, and then when I go, it's just for the people there because I have grown pretty close to a lot of the people. I've been going for over 20 years to this one place. And so the only thing I could think of is, do I just take one step at a time to start my own work that is more like what you do there at Bond and when I watch your fellowship on Sundays? It's to me, that seems like the only reasonable thing to do.
Is to do what now?
To start my own work like you do, the true fellowship, not indoctrination like a classroom, which is what most churches are, but more of a fellowship.
So you're saying, should you start your own church? You're asking?
Oh, work. No, not a work, because church. Well, I guess church, because you call it church as well. So,
but
sure.
When you say your own work, what do you mean by that?
Start small and just take one step at a time like you did just when you even started Bond.
Oh, I see.
I'm not saying I'm going to copy you, but to take it one day at a time, one step at a time.
I would not plan to do it. I would have a way to see and let the spirit of truth guide you in the way you should go. Because when I started Bond and all this stuff I do now, I never for one iota of a second imagined or even considered doing anything like this. It came about through the light. I was just, you know, he's caused me to see to do it. And then ever since doing it, he's been guiding me through it. And if you just stay with the prayer and watch, if that is meant for you to do, you will find yourself doing it without any effort. The opportunity will open up wide, and you will know, and you will walk right through the door. But if you plan it yourself, it's not going to work.
So is that gate wide or narrow?
What gate?
You said it'll be open, wide open.
Meaning that you will see, you wouldn't be able to see anything else to do but that.
Okay. It would really be made clear for you, William. Yes, sir. All right. Well, like I said, I've done home fellowships where people come over and we just went through the word and with no program, no, hey, let's do pastor blah, 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 or this famous person. We're going to do his workbook. Because I'm about tired of workbooks, programs, and it's the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
And I remember the last time I told the pastor, this is my last. What did I tell him? This is the last program I'm going to do. And I could just tell by his countenance, he did not like that. Just by his countenance, you know.
Amazing.
So anyway, are you
doing the silent prayer at all?
No.
You're not?
I listen to your... Am I right now? No, I am not.
No, I asked, are you doing it at all? Are you doing it?
I did do it.
And are you doing it?
No, I am not doing it right now.
And why you're not doing the silent prayer?
Because I'm talking to you.
I'm sorry?
I'm talking to you right now. That's why I'm not doing it right now.
I don't know what you mean.
You asked me if I'm doing the silent prayer right now.
Right. And you
or am I doing it?
Are you not? Are you doing it or you're not?
I tried it in the past.
And something happened that
freaked me out a little bit.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I just said no.
Oh, okay. And you started, but you stopped, you say?
Yes. The last time I did it, something happened. It freaked me out. Then I went to try to do it again, and I had not the same results.
And what result were you looking for?
Well, I wasn't looking for anything. I just, something happened that I wasn't expecting.
Right.
It's all.
And then that,
when you said you haven't seen nothing, it literally had to do with seeing stuff. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Amazing.
So it's interesting. It's interesting you say those words that you ain't seen nothing yet, because you say those words quite a bit about the silent prayer and when you're working on yourself, which is true.
And what did it mean to you when I say you haven't seen nothing yet? What did that mean to you?
Well, it's not what it meant. It's what happened. So if you have time, I'll quickly tell you what happened. So I was doing the silent prayer. I had listened to it on that site you told me, how to close your eyes, relax all parts of your body, your toes, your hands, your fingers, your eyes. I had slept all night. I had a good sleep. I was just, I got up, washed my face, brushed my teeth, decided to, you know, give it a go. And I had been working on myself, listening to you for quite a while, for a good year. And, as I was closing my eyes and concentrating between my eyes, it was as though I popped out of my body and was looking around my room, looked at the time. And then I freaked out, that stopped. I opened my eyes and I was laying on my bed looking at the ceiling, and I was like, I wonder if the clock is going to be the exact time that I saw in my vision. And I'm like, nah. And then I'm like, well, why not look? And I got up and looked, and the clock was exactly to the minute what time it was. And so that was kind of amazing. It was unbelievable. And so, but it did freak me out a little bit, cause I wasn't really expecting that. And so I did do it for a couple of days, and then when I tried to do the silent prayer again, maybe that was my bad for thinking that should happen every time. But yeah, so there's the answer.
So after that happened, you thought it should happen, or that it would happen again?
Well,
at some point,
I was wondering. Yeah, because it's kind of like astral projection.
Did you want that to happen again?
Yeah, I thought it'd be interesting. I called Nick's show a while ago and talked to him about it, and he thought it was interesting. And he goes, why wouldn't you want to explore that? And I'm like, I don't know. I want to be careful because I don't talk to many people that talk about such things.
And
it's bad enough when you tell people Jesus ain't God. You know?
And so because that didn't happen again, you stopped doing the silent prayer?
Well, I guess I just haven't done it again. I don't know if that's a good reason, but it gave me trepidation.
And so because that didn't happen again, you were trepidation, and you stopped doing the silent prayer?
Well, I wouldn't say I stopped. I just haven't tried it again. Let's just say that.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, man. I talked to my friend about it. Because I talked to a few people that
how long
have
ago,
close friends.
Because I'm tired, how long ago was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sorry. 6 months to a year ago.
And so you stopped doing it then, right?
Well, yeah, like I said, I just started. And it was like meditation. I mean, I've looked into many things. And
not like meditation. So, and the whole purpose of... The whole purpose.
Agree to disagree, but that's fine.
The whole purpose of the silent prayer is to bring you to slow you down so that the truth can catch up with you and reveal to you who and what you're not, so you can overcome that and allow the truth to just take over. And it's not for you to want for anything. As a matter of fact, when you truly stay with it and do it and stay with it, you'll get to the point where you wouldn't want for anything, including that experience you say you had. You're not supposed to have been wanting for that to happen again.
No, that's dangerous. It was just fascinating and just unique. I mean, I've done a lot of cool, unique stuff in my life that people wouldn't think I could have ever
but
done.
But do you understand that you could not, you should not have, I mean, do it to water, of course, but you should not have stopped because you didn't get that experience again?
No, I would say more like trepidation because I thought God said not to mess around with that kind of stuff. But not, like I said, I just, you got to admit, that was kind of crazy. So I wasn't expecting it, and I wanted to, I don't want
to
let
you said you
stuff
wanted that to happen else. Again, though.
Yes, because after
why
I talked
were
with
you
Nick,
wanting that asked, to happen again?
Because when I had talked with Nick, he said, would you want to explore that and see if you could build off that? And what I took that as being good enough where, because if what happened, it, I think happened, and you could do that almost on command and work on it, that sounds a lot like what the CIA was doing with the...
You're not supposed to work on anything. That's the whole purpose, is that you're supposed to let go and let life happen. You're not supposed to work on anything.
Okay, well, I get
and
that
so,
with life.
And
I
so now you
around,
now you thought that you're supposed to be, I don't know what Nick said, I wasn't there, but... You,
that's fine.
You,
this
you,
was a while ago.
You're not supposed to explore it or work on it. It's the truth that caused you to see what you need to see, and there was nothing you should have done after that happened, but continue to work on it and stay present.
Well, you can understand that.
And one thing, Nick, want to respond to that. Hold on. Do you want to respond to Nick?
But, this isn't what I wrote is not a response to what he's saying or anything.
What?
No, this is not a response. But, I mean, if you...
And one thing I remember about
it. He keeps bringing me up, but I don't really know what you're... I don't really believe this happened to you, if that matters.
Oh, okay. Well,
if there's one thing I remember
never,
about our calls is I doubt the things
that
you tell me, but
I
don't really remember our call.
But okay.
But yeah, I'm not really responding, Jesse.
I wouldn't
trying to get in the middle.
Oh, okay. I couldn't read a lot of writing, but thank you.
I promise I'm not lying.
But William, we are not supposed to want for anything because we don't know what we want. And when we do go through experiences like that, we're supposed to just notice that it happened, but not try to figure it out or try to get it again or anything. And that's what throws you off when you do that kind of stuff. And that's what the devil wants you to do. He does not want you to be still and let life happen. He wants you to believe you got to do something. Thank you, William. I appreciate it. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Your super chats and your phone calls when I come back. Thank you. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A judge is questioning the Pentagon's testosterone policy. You may have heard about this. I don't think I've reported about it. You may have heard about it on other shows. I'm not sure. On the JLP network, by the way. Such as the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, American Anger Baby, The Hague Report, Punchy TV with Bill, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, The Fallen State with Jesse Lee Peterson, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. And there may be others that I'm missing. Nice. Anyway, a judge is questioning the Pentagon's testosterone policy. I think what happened was the Secretary of War, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, announced that they'll be offering free testosterone, optional testosterone screenings for these guys to see if their testosterone is low And if it is low, they have the option of getting TRT, testosterone replacement therapy or something. Although for young men, it's, I don't know, maybe they should just get more sleep and sunlight and exercise, but I'm not sure. And eat right. Again, I don't know. Info may be false. Disclaimer, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, and Amish Shah, it looks like Amish Shah, but he's probably not Amish. Amish Shah, I'm thinking is how it's pronounced, wins a Democrat congressional primary in Arizona. Nice American name. Not, well, he might be American, though, quote unquote. Anyway, in a blow to the Democrat Party establishment, an AP is doing investigative reporting on former USAID so-called workers in Nepal. Nepal. USAID was famously doged and cut a bit because it has been promoting a liberal communist globo homo agenda or something, maybe, and wasting a lot of money. Nice. Anyway, CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN was reporting that ferocious wildfires have devastated Spain. Did you know? And other parts of southern Europe this summer. I didn't know that. Modern firefighting increasingly relies on satellites, drones, and AI. Did you know? Hey, one region is turning to a centuries-old solution. Firefighter donkeys. Donkeys. Awesome. Shout out donkeys. A Secret Service agent in a purported maybe security breach has been put on leave after being suspected of leaking information about Vice President J.D. Vance's travel to some news outlet, according to sources. Huh. And two of America's largest reservoirs up on the Colorado River out that-a-way, I want to say. Lake Mead and Lake Powell. Two of America's largest reservoirs on the Colorado River, on the kind of border of Arizona and Nevada, not far from Vegas, not far from Willow Beach, Arizona, by the way, either. They're at record lows, record lows. Water levels expected to keep falling. They're falling. And, you may have heard about this, but they've been finding, like, bodies in Lake Mead because these criminals are hiding bodies in Lake Mead or the desert or somewhere. I don't know. Info may be false. That may be old. But, yeah, crazy. A lot of people are, millions depend on that water supply. I cracked. I'm growing. And by the way, there's this underwater footage of killer whales barreling into like large fish. And I forget which type of fish it was. Which type of fish was it? Sharp tail sunfish? And maybe kind of biting and something, but they turn into like chum. It just breaks apart the fish. Crazy. Crazy. Orcas, killer whales. Doing it. Wow. Shout out. And about this testosterone policy, I have a short time to mention it. U.S. Defense Secretary, or Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth's new initiative to test and treat troops for low testosterone, low T, has prompted a so-called federal judge to question the difference between that kind of testosterone replacement therapy and hormone treatment for so-called transgender men in the military. What in the world? Judge Ana Reyes, A-N-A Reyes, in Washington. What, D.C.? Maybe? Yeah, probably. I don't know. And she's a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. Hour 3.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, an amazing biblical question for those men and women who want to know yourself and to be free and to walk out of your prison, the cell, jail, house of your imagination. And you can be if you want to. So, but you got to get to know yourself. Know thyself by being aware of whom you're not. Really. Amazing. Are you afraid to abandon your fear? Are you afraid to abandon your fear? Are you? Really? When you really, really see what's going on inside, you're going to be like, what the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show because we're on different time zones around the world, and in some parts of the world, it's already Friday. And they're like, I want to listen. I really want to hear why it's happening. Listen why it's happening. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because I get calls from Bible thumpers around the world. And when you talk to a Bible thumper, it's not possible to have like a normal flowing conversation because they are stuck on the Bible, inflatable Bible. And the words, the Bible words that they have learned, the intellect, they're like constantly just thinking of another scripture to mention instead of completing one conversation, then going to the next one, if they got to. We decided, you know, we love the Bible thumper, I understand them. So we take all calls, but every Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Man, I don't feel your faith. White people ain't got nobody to carry on like that. That is totally black. What? Nah. I have a question for my experts. And this question just occurred to me during the break. So, James, when you can, I need you back in the studio. Earlier, I showed you a guy crawling on his knees for over a mile. That's a long way to crawl. What the? A mile is a long way to crawl. I had to beg the Lord. I had to beg the Lord. Please, Jesus. And I ask you, this guy crawled on his knee to Mother Mary's church over in Greece. And Greece is the word that we heard that you found. And I ask you, was that a good way to confront the pride within yourself? And I want to play that again just in case you're tuning in. It's a Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to know if this is a good way to confront the pride within yourself. From Instagram, a man crawled on his knees for over a mile to a Greek church as an act of faith. I don't feel your faith and repentance and prayer without knee pads to confront his pride and ego while relying on God's guidance. I want to know, is there a good way to confront your pride, your ego, from Instagram?
Morning. Today I am making a sacred vow here in Dinos Island at the Church of Our Lady. I'm going to be getting on my knees and crawling up to the church.
What the? Come on, baby. You can make it.
God.
You got this, my baby.
You got this, my baby. Lord up your Mother Mary.
I feel like 1,000 pounds just came off my chest. I feel the presence of God. For me, it's a sacrifice. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time. It's for Jesus, because he died on the cross for us. The least I can do is do this sacrifice for healing purposes. It's for forgiveness. It's for everything.
Jesus died on the cross for you. The least you can do is crawl a mile on your knees. And you're doing Jesus a favor, too. What the? What do you think about that, Hank? Hank is the host of the HankReport.com Monday through Friday, right after the JOP show from 9 to 11. And an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And the Anchor Baby is the host of the American Anchor Baby, right after the Hank Report, Monday through Friday. And expert here on the JLP Show. What do you think about that? Is that a way to confront the pride and ego? We're both the same.
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because it's like a ritual to symbolize something, but it's not like the real thing. I feel like the real thing, is like a day-to-day, in the moment, having the wherewithal, living in the spirit, as the Bible says.
Okay. So you don't think that's a good way? This man crawled for an hour.
Yeah.
You got holes in his pants.
Well, I think that they were just dirty.
Oh. They weren't holy.
Yeah, they do these symbolic things at Christian camps and churches and things like that.
Oh.
And they become traditions.
So he bled, James. He was bleeding.
I saw him bleeding, too.
Through the pants, through his knees, right?
Yeah, he was bleeding. Yep. James trying to diminish it.
I'm just saying I didn't see holes in his pants.
You're trying to take away the man's pride.
They were just black marked.
What?
They were just black marked.
Amazing. Were there holes in the pants?
I don't know about that one.
Vindicated.
Amazing. And is that a way, a good way to confront the pride within yourself, Nick?
No.
And you say no?
It probably just, if it did anything, it was make his ego bigger.
Especially on video.
That's a good point, Nick. Everybody see him crawling way up there, all for Jesus. Because Jesus died on the cross. That's a good point.
Like if it did anything, right? If we're going to make a Venn diagram of things that possibly happened, like what for sure didn't happen is like becoming one with God. Like that's not, it's just not. It's just, I don't care what you tell me, a physical action.
I'm telling
and then
you.
Number two, if there's anything that did happen, it was increasing as you go. So I'd be surprised if it didn't. One thing I didn't see though is footage of the woman crawling. I was wondering about that.
I didn't see that when it first played, but I saw it right now.
The woman people. That was cheering him on
and
crawled
one crawling,
as well?
No, there
was just multiple people crawling.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the part that I didn't get. I didn't see her crawling. What happened?
That mama was like, come on, baby. You got that, baby.
She's just like happily walking up. Like,
she walking.
You got to do this for Christ, too? Or what's going on? You're not going to follow me?
It's voluntary. Men tend to prostrate
okay.
themselves.
I see your voluntary. No, I got you. No, it's clear.
It's such a thing. They even have a doggy door under the gate. Did you see the opening under the fence?
No.
That he crawled through.
He did?
Yep.
Whoa. So like Derek says, rejecting comfort is spiritual medicine. Just like fasting. So is Derek saying that helped the pride you got rid of the pride by crawling?
But rejecting comfort temporarily in this way is merely a modern play of spiritual medicine and is really an ego boost.
And it sounds like...
And you go right back to it, you know, let me pull out my phone right after. Just like, all right, baby, what are we going to eat? She has no blood on her knees.
I didn't see the doggy gate. So it sounds like it's a plan. That's what the preacher been telling them to do.
Yeah. It's more like a dog opening, doggy door opening.
Oh.
But he recorded it for everybody to see.
For the world to see. So that's
more and now more people are going to want to do it just because they saw him do it.
It's like those people that I had married to pray for him. So Reddit is reported. I want to know, is this a prideful slap? A fan gets slapped by an older gentleman at a club game because he didn't want to stand up for the national anthem for Reddit. What do you think about that?
I feel like I'm in trouble at church. My dad, my dad squeezing me all hard, or my mom. But ow, be holy.
According to the report, he smacked the guy upside the head because he didn't stand for the national anthem. Did they know each other?
I don't know if they did. When I first saw this, I'm like, is this a skit? But,
and who was
but I don't
recording?
Think it was. Probably the person, I don't know, maybe just an onlooker who saw the guy kind of start to get confrontational with the guy because he was like reasoning with him, well, talking to him. And then as he was getting up, he smacked him in the back of the head.
What would have happened if he had slapped a black guy sitting there like that?
If that older gentleman slapped a black guy?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's... I don't know what would happen.
Everybody up in that stand would be fighting.
Nothing good, for sure.
I feel like there was an indication that that young man was correctable by way of slap.
You said what? I feel like there should have been some more black in there. What are you saying, James?
I said there was an indication by the young about the young man that he was just a petty person who could be corrected and made to stand up with a slap in the back of the head.
Yeah,
it's not like it's a belligerent black dude that you don't bother slapping because he's going to cause more problems.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see what you said.
Ain't no way that white man would have slapped a black ass in there.
Right.
That's psycho.
Yeah. Amazing. Galatians 5:24 says, and those who belong to Christ Jesus, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have been crucified in the flesh with his passions and desires. Have been crucified in the flesh with his passions and desires. So I had a quick question for you guys, another one. And I'll start with you on this one, Nick. There are people who love doing things for other people. They go out of their way, men and women, to do things for others. They'll carry you to the airport, they'll do whatever, right? And they just love it, they say. And you ask why do you do so many different things for others? You go out of your way and to do things for others. You travel to different states, countries, whatever it takes. You get up in the morning before you go to work and drive them to and from the airport. Why do you do that? And they say, well, I just love it. I love helping people. I just love doing it. I love it, they say. And when you listen to them say that, they're smiling, they seem happy, and they say they love doing what they do. I just love it, they say. What do you say about that, Nick?
This is a really interesting line of conversation, because essentially what I think about it, and this requires some more time, and I hope we could do it here in this moment, to give this a better answer. But the reason I think I get this like phony feeling from it is because it doesn't seem, the reason it doesn't make sense, I can say maybe later, but I always get this impression that it doesn't make sense, that it's not something genuine to want to be this person, like saving the world. It's usually something else. And I guess that sounds cynical, but you got to understand that, for example, you see people, the proof is when, let's say they get, they don't get exactly what they want or something. They'll get mad. I mean, this requires a little bit more thought. This actually really is interesting, but can you give me a second?
Okay.
This is actually really good.
Why Nick is smoking on it and because of time hate. When you think about people who say they go out of their way to always do for others, and they just love doing it. And to add a little bit more information, they love doing it for others more so than doing for themselves. If it's time to do something for themselves, they're like, oh, I don't feel like it. I'll put it off for tomorrow. But if it's doing for others, they're like, love it. And you get so much joy from it. And you ask, why are you doing this? And they say, I love it. And they are smiling and happy. You look at them and they're just happy that they're doing for others. More so what they even do for themselves. What do you say about that?
That they're chasing feelings and pride. Because when you help somebody, you feel good. Quote, unquote, help somebody or do good for other people. You feel good. You feel like you're making a difference or something, or like it's absolving your guilt or whatever. And then it's kind of like the crawling to the Church of Our Lady. You do that thing and then you ignore kind of your own moment to moment life.
But they just love doing it, Father.
They're like the world.
They just love it.
That's the world. That's like the world's false values of like godliness. It's like a false imitation of godliness type stuff.
I have a family member like that, and all his life he's just been doing everything for everybody. I just love it. And he asked, well, why are you always doing that? Oh, I just love it. I feel so good when I do it. I just love doing for others. And they're all happy. And because they're laughing and seem happy, you think, oh, okay. You want to add anything to that?
I've never met anyone who's just doesn't have the other side to that coin where they have a problem with the people that they're helping. And it's so it's not a, like a, just a cynicism of everyone's. It is true the heart is all dark, but I guess people can maybe think they have a good motivation, but they always have this other side of the coin where they have a problem with these people they're helping. That I'm not getting exactly what I get back. Oh, I do so much for the world, but I'm a victim. Another thing about life is like. I noticed that I don't really – it's hard to – like when someone lends someone money, someone asked me, should I ask my friend for money? They were about to get some money from a friend, and they thought – they were asking if it was a good idea.
Right.
Another thing I realize about people is that very rarely do people do something without an agenda, without wanting something. So be very careful, actually, with the person who's like, yeah, sure, I'll do – I'll give you that money. I'll do – it's very rare that that's not some other motive. And it doesn't have to even be that dark, like, I'm going to kill you, but it's – I'm just rambling a bit, but this is really good. This is a really good topic.
The whole world has propaganda about helping people, helping others and stuff like that. Going to Africa or TV shows about helping people or saving the world or whatever. And then we have these politicians who are pushing for, like, you know, the socialism, the free stuff, helping the poor or helping the kids or whatever. And it's fake and it's more destructive than not.
Well, how about when they get that smile and that giggling feeling? I just love it. You ask, well, why are you doing all this for everybody else? I just love it.
It's the thrills. There's this whole TV show that I sometimes will see, and it's all about, and they openly talk about, oh, I like this feeling. I'm going to be a good guy now. And there are a bunch of criminals who turn into good guys because they like the feeling of, quote, unquote, helping people.
Amazing.
It's just also not even like a thing that's that possible that you can help, you can give someone stuff. You can give someone what someone asks. You right. can do a favor for them. Those are all things you could do.
Right.
But it's like, what's that mean? Help, love. Rarely can you really even help someone. So that's why I get skeptical. My spidey senses go off. Oh, I'm a very helpful person, all that. It's a little untrustworthy because what are you really helping? You're saying you're just giving people stuff, or are you actually helping people? And that actual help, I think that exists. There's a right way of helping, I think. I don't know if I can correctly explain it right now, but that's what I'm getting at.
They haven't crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. It's in the Bible. That's Galatians 5:24.
It's in the Word. Amazing.
It's in the Bible.
I know for a fact that when people are gushy like that about helping everybody, they just love it. They run up and down the road, always helping. Just helpful. And they said they love it. They really hate what they love. Because you always hate what you love. And they get used. And when they find out that they've been used, they're mad at the people for using them. They say, oh, you took advantage of me. I helped you. I did this for you. Now you want to do this for me, blah, blah, blah. And they hate the people that they help. And I used to think that when people are all gushy about helping everybody, and they mama just all over the place, and they are like all bubbling about it, men and women, I thought that was love, and that's hate. and they are running away from facing the, it's like pot or mushroom or any drug. It's another form of escaping. And that's why you get used, then you get mad because the people use you, but you open yourself up to be used. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. It's hate. It's not love. So when they're bubbling about what they just love half another, it's a form of escape, and it's a sign of hate. And I'm like, why don't you do for yourself? Oh, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like doing this or doing that for myself. It's you love what you hate, and you hate what you love. And that you can bank on and never worry. Anytime you love, you're hating. And as Nick said, there is a right way of helping at a right time. And you don't have a love or hate relationship with it. You do it because you see it's the right thing to do, and you get no thrill from it at all. Zero thrill. When you do it out of real love, not emotional love, false humility or hate?
I was calling it false humility. This yeah. crawling stuff and this helping stuff.
Yep. All of it false.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's unfortunate, though, because a lot of people have been taught to be that way. You be helpful. You go over to Africa and you feed the hunger, and never mind if you're putting it in the Africa business people out of business.
That's what I'm saying. This is just like the world. The Christians are no different from the whole world because the world is doing that, and the world celebrates that.
We did a story a while back where these Christians were going over to Africa and feeding the poor and taking rice and all kind of stuff and feeding the quote-unquote hunger. And the African people would say, don't come here, don't be coming over here with that. You put us out of business because they're getting it free from you. You don't love us enough that you help us stay in business? Or do you get the thrill of coming to help and bringing all this food and stuff, putting the businesses out of business? Where's the love in that? Amazing. Last word, Nick.
That's it.
Yeah. Last word, Haiti.
Don't fall for it.
It's time to overcome the fallen nature. Human nature is evil. And they do things and call it love and call it good. And you can't get them to see that what you're doing is evil and not good, because in order for them to see it, then who will I be if I can't help? Who will I be if I'm not running around doing this stuff? They say. Stretch Off is open on pure.net. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life. And I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. You, as an adult, male or female, male and females, are responsible for your own spiritual life. No one else is responsible for that. But you, the individual. And no one can do it for you. You got to do it. And no one can even help you through it. You got to travel this journey alone. And the one thing I like about our fellowship is that we hear the testimonies of others who are doing it and what they're dealing with, going through it. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. No, it ain't easy. But they're sticking with it. And then you hear the stories of those who don't do it and the misery that they're dealing with. And you hear the testimony of those who start the journey and then stop and go back, and the hell is worse than what they were leaving. But you, and only you, can be and are responsible for your own spiritual journey. And there is no one or nothing that can save you from it but the Spirit of Truth. Nobody, even you, can't save yourself. And when you get to know yourself, you start this journey, eventually you will see that you can't even do anything yourself about it, that you are weak and you can't save yourself. That's why you're not supposed to be wanting for anything for anyone, because when you want it for them, you lose. They may not want it. You're wanting something from family members, your own adult children, husband, wives, friends, or whatever, that they don't even want. I want to encourage you, do what you want, to get on this path and just stay there. Our theme this year is to endure to the end. And you shall be born again. And born again is nothing that you can imagine. It's nothing what you've been told. But you got to return to the Father. You need a heart of love and not of hate. Not of resentment. Not of judgment. You would never know truth. You would never know the kingdom of heaven. Neither here on earth inside of you or above. Because the children of anger, resentment cannot enter into and will not enter into the light. The darkness cannot enter into the light. The light destroys the darkness. It destroys it. And that's what happens when you wake up. The darkness, the illusion, it disappears. And now you can see. Couple quick announcements. Don't forget to like this video. There is a summer sale on shout-outs, personal shout-outs. There is a summer sale on Cameo. Birthday, wedding shout-out, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, until tomorrow, Friday, it's been going on all week, you can get your shout-out at a discount. Go to Cameo, your personal shout-outs. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or you can go over to shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to donate to the cause, what we're doing. Help us to help others. And those who are already, thank you. They're like, Jesse, you helped me. I'm sorry I was so late, but I want to help you help others. Thank you. You can mail it in and make your check or money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, or you can call 800-411-BOND and make a donation. 800 877-411-2663. Or you just go over to jlptalk.com. jlptalk.com. Listen, you're lazy. You don't want to do that. Scan the QR code to support Barn. I do appreciate it. We are 501c3 nonprofit, so you get it back. And thank you all in advance. I wanted some of you to know about this guy, Nolan, down in Mississippi. May his soul rest in peace. A black guy went out on a boat with some white guys, according to reports, his friends. He didn't come back. They did, but he didn't, and now all hell breaking loose. NBC News, a little update on that. This happened a while back now. NBC News has reported an independent autopsy report commissioned by the legal team representing Nolan. Nolan's family found that the teenagers caused a manner of death was undetermined or is undetermined right now. ABC News, NBC News.
Preliminary findings from Nolan Wells' independent autopsy show his cause of death is undetermined, pending further investigation. Ben Crump, the family's attorney, announced the findings earlier in Chicago. He says the autopsy was performed 4 days after the 18-year-old's body was found on the shore of Horn Island in Mississippi. Crump also said the doctor who performed the autopsy could not rule out foul play.
In the preliminary discussion opinion, this forensic pathologist identified several limitations during the second autopsy that create barriers to establishing a definitive cause and manner of death for Nolan Xavier Wells.
They're trying to figure out these white folks did that. They're not trying to figure out when it's black on black. No autopsy, no nothing, no mention. The official autopsy by the Jackson County Coroner Office remained pending.
So many unanswered questions still after this independent autopsy. You spoke with the attorney, Ben Crump, earlier. What did he tell you? And how soon will we get the other autopsy, the one done by Jackson County Coroner's Office?
Yeah, Vicky, we don't know. I'll answer that question first. We don't know when we'll see that particular autopsy, the official one done by the state, partly because a grand jury will have to review the investigative file, which will include the autopsy. And so it may be a while before the public gets to see any of that. The family may get some of the information a little bit sooner than the rest of us.
Oh, this one person is really important to them, to Ben Crump and others, but not the 220,000 black people that was murdered by other blacks. Really? Ain't that important. That's love. According to NBC News, Ben Crump stated that the body was found fully clothed. Fully clothed. The United Cajun Navy issued a statement clarifying that the body was observed wearing only swim trunks.
And Aaron, the United Cajun Navy, they helped search for Nolan. They're pushing back against some of Ben Crump's claims. What are they saying?
So one member of that organization did an interview yesterday, I believe, on a podcast and said that Nolan's body was found face down and fully clothed in the water on July 6th. And Ben Crump repeated that today in this news conference. It wasn't clear on whether he was repeating what he read in reports about that interview or if he was told that himself. The Cajun Navy did put out a statement later on saying that they did not tell the family that that was the condition in which they found, which they observed Nolan. He said, I observed the body from the air and he was visibly wearing only swim trunks that matched the photos taken of him that day. Crump misrepresented what the United Cajun Navy said.
Amazing. What's going on? Tell me what's going on. Earth, it's not heaven, and man is not God. The New York Post is reported that in a new interview with Brandon Tatum, Warren Hudson, a friend of Nolan said he spoke with Nolan several times on the 4th of July. Born on the 4th of July, I was born on the 4th of July. Why, here's the remark. So he spoke with Nolan several times on the 4th of July. He said the group mingled around hundreds of people, and Nolan showed no signs that anything was wrong. This is from Brandon Tatum on X.
Y'all pretty much having a good time. Of course. Like, just like anybody would imagine, 18-year-olds, probably 20-year-olds, right. College students,
right.
Out on the island,
right.
Women, you know, you probably had alcohol.
Well, you know, I had a couple conversations with Nolan that day, and I talked to him and a couple of my other buddies. They are in a group. I was not focused on anyone solely, like, looking and pointing anyone out, because there's so many people out there. I mean, I was talking to my friends that I haven't seen in a while from high school. I was talking from people I knew from college. I was talking to, you know, everybody my age, and even people older than us were, you know, over there. Like, I mean, it was just a regular thing. You know, we're all used to this. We've been out to the islands before. My buddies don't just go out to the island on 4th of July, but they go out, you know, I'm very familiar with the islands. And I feel like it was just a big, I talked to Nolan, and, you know, Nolan was drinking. Everybody was drinking, most of everybody. And I mean, Nolan seemed completely fine every time I talked to him. We had just regular conversations, and, you know, Nolan was making me laugh. I had a couple conversations with Nolan and Javon.
Amazing. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. You all don't understand the depths and how low human beings would go to try to hurt others. And will hurt if you get in the way. Human nature is evil. All you gotta do is pay attention first to the evil in yourself, and you will see it clearly in others. And you will know that it's evil without even having to figure it out or wonder about it or anything. You will have understanding. You won't hate as a result of seeing that if you're working on yourself. But you will see the nature of human beings is that of evil. Men and women is that of the devil. You are the devil. And you wonder, what about hell? You are in hell, devil, in your imagination. You're already in hell. I'm torn between to get some calls, or I wanted to play this apology video, but I think I'll wait until tomorrow because of time, and because I wouldn't be able to do it in a I wouldn't be able to really deal with it, justification, if I rushed through it. But it's a spiritual battle, folks. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, and the Bible, the infallible word, tell you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and wickedness and evil in high places. Your fight is not a physical fight at all. It's spiritual within yourself and inside of others. What you do to others, you're doing to yourself. It comes right back. What goes around, you hear. You always hear what goes around coming around. Because at the very moment you're trying to hurt others in any form or fashion, you're hurting yourself. You're in pain. You may call it a good thrill, but it's painful. You're in hell. You got to love one another. You, every man and woman, were created to love, to allow love to work through you from above. Not human love. Human love is not love. That's hate. And that is forgotten. When I was growing up, I heard it all the time. Love your enemy, Jesse. They say, punchy. Love your enemy, don't hate. It's a spiritual thing. and evil lives in everyone until they overcome evil with good, meaning the love of God coming through you. Not your works of you being good, but you working on yourself and allow good to work through you. 888-7753-773. Otherwise, fathers and mothers, friends and foes, you will continue to hurt one another until and if you love what's right first. You gotta love the truth. You gotta let it catch up with you so you can love it first. The Ten Commandments is what you must start to live by, and that's in your heart. To love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, love what's right, and to love your neighbor, love your enemy, don't hate. And once you see what's driving you, you're going to clearly see it was never you. You are possessed, and that will help you see it in others, and you won't judge them no matter what they try to do to you. You will forgive them, and you will lay your weapons down. It ain't about race. It's not about male or female. It's not about color. It's not about physical things at all. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, Jamie, dads offer the spiritual love that instills confidence in children. Jesse Lee Peterson.
Absolutely. That's why you got to return to the Father. Return to the Father, but you've been tricked and told you got to crawl. Crawl up to Mama Mary's store or house. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki, just for context, that's a famous tradition at the Church of Tinos. Many people crawl or kneel to make a vow or pray for healing. Greeks only worship God, not Virgin Mary, LOL, FYI.
Well, he said he would crawl it up to Mama Mary's house, right?
Church of Our Lady.
Yeah. Is that Mary?
I think so.
So I made that a little clear for me. I would like to understand it.
Yeah.
But he clearly stated that he would crawl up to Mother Mary's house, Church of Our Lady. And I think when they said Church of Our Lady, they were talking about Mary.
I think so,
too. I don't know
too.
Any other lady. But thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Nikki, as always.
Yeah.
Over on there on YouTube, Fazul, with July caps, those July Feels White caps, start a baseball team, the Amazons.
That's a good idea. What the?
I don't like fastball. I only like softball.
That's why you play hockey.
Oh, no. Anyway.
Well, you did play hockey, right?
No, I never played hockey.
All those Mexican friends you had at high school?
Soccer.
I mean soccer. What did I say?
Hockey.
Hockey. Oh, soccer.
Soccer. Not to be confused with hockey.
What's hockey? Oh, that little
hockey is like soccer but with sticks. Yeah.
On ice.
Usually on ice.
Oh, okay.
But there's also field hockey. Anyway, thank you, Fazul.
Thank you.
Taylor Langley says, you say not to want anything, but right. Is wanting to start a business wanting? I have skills and I'm working on starting a business because I'm tired of working for others and making them rich. Is that ego talk?
No, that's practical talk. And nothing wrong with starting a business, but don't use it to escape or get a false sense of identity from it. It's just a way for you to earn a living while you live on earth so you can feed your body. Amazing. And pay your rent. I wish you well. Really, I wish you well.
Right on, Taylor.
Yeah.
The Hague Report gifted the can and the cookie over on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. What's up, my neighbor? Neighbor.
At least you didn't say nigger rah-rah.
Yeah, yeah. I said a nicer word. The word that you never want to call a black person.
Nigger rah-rah.
I'm kidding.
Thank you, Hague.
Thank you, Hague. Pastor Chatelet.
Hate report. Thank you.
111 gold pills. Dude got a camera following him around. I rest my case.
Who is that?
Probably the guy crawling to the Church of Our Lady in Tinos.
Or the guy that smacked the other side of the head.
Oh, yeah, that guy, too.
According to report.
Uh-huh.
Whatever, there were cameras on both.
But that's following him around sounds like the crawling man.
Right.
Walking.
Thank you, Pastor.
Walking Roscoe, the goofy dude crawling to a quote-unquote church, should have been more aware in not letting the left knee know what the right knee was doing. Eye roll emojis.
I rest my case. Such a good point. And you're not supposed to be bowing down to anyone. Never bow down to anyone, not even Mother Mary over at the church with the dark door open. Amazing. Thank you.
Chris from chat. Blacks always think white's sitting on the remote when it goes missing. So suspicious of us.
Thank you. Amazing.
Fazul says, Nolan deal, kids plus booze equals stupid.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Riley JM, why have hate when you can have hake?
That's right.
That's a good question.
Amazing. Amazing question.
And shout out to Denbro and the rest of the supporters over there on the Rumble crew. Urinal Chills, Jules Verne, and all of y'all.
Thank you, Rumble. You got to know how to rumble.
Thank you to the Pilled crew, Misty, Groovy Monkey, The Hake Report, and all the subbed people over there on Pilled.net. That's nice.
Amazing. Thank you, Pills.net, and all you guys over there. Thank you.
And shout out to the YouTube monthly supporters, the members. That's cool.
Right on. Thank you for your support.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I really, really do appreciate your support, helping us to get the work done and helping others. I want to quickly mention before I go to the calls here, time is going by so fast. What the? We have a brand new newsletter that just hit the mail, and you can get a free copy of it at no cost to you. So sign up now at rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. Thank you all for your donation. I am totally out of time. Callers, I am out of time. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the green don't rise, is Open Line Friday. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Endure to the end. Men and women, but you got to do it alone. You can't get, no one can help you through this. You can point the way. And once you find that way, you're on your own. All right? Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Do the silent prayer at rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. All right? And don't forget, tomorrow is the last day for your shout-out summer discount on Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor, baby. Right after the Hake Report. Take care for it and call us. I'm going to move a little faster tomorrow, the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. Take care for us.
Stand up, stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa. So you can
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
We're wrapping up the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, y'all. Thank you, Jesse Lee. An excellent Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The Hake Report is up next. TheHakeReport.com and then American Anchor, baby. Nice.